It is now time for our reality check with our partners at Honolulu Civil Beat. Education reporter Sue Von Lee all this week has been focused on stories about remote learning and how to help our teachers and students. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. So your story today looks at a new training initiative for teachers.
It talks about, a new initiative that's being set up through federal relief funds that Hawaii received for education purposes last year. This is part of the CARES Act, but it is separate from a separate pot of money the Hawaii Department of Education received. So it is a joint effort here between public, private schools, charter schools, and the UH system.
Oh, interesting. Okay, so it's kind of sweeping.
It's being called a joint effort by project leads, and they're really emphasizing how this is going to be a coordinated effort, really, to set up what it is it's being described as sort of a digital portal. So unique online lessons, materials that teachers, parents, and students can access. They're aiming to finish it by the end of 2022. So what this would do is bring Hawaii educators together to really brainstorm and create unique lesson plans for families to use. As we know, this past year, digital learning, because of the pandemic, has been extremely challenging. There's been wildly inconsistent quality materials for families to use, especially in the public schools that have closed their campuses. So we've had, curricula that has ranged from Acelus, which we all know by now is considered to be just very lackluster by many families and by the DOE itself. And so I think this is an effort that is meant to address some of those deficiencies that we've seen this year.
Okay, but this isn't something that's going to be rolled out like tomorrow, though.
Oh, absolutely not. I think what they're doing is planning for this starting in the summer. They're going to bring teachers together for summer workshops and training institutes starting this summer and next summer with the intent to have this rolled out by September of 2022.
Okay.
What I've been told, yeah.
Right. So at least, though, it's going to be a boost in the arm of, as you mentioned, not just public school students, but private school students and higher education.
Absolutely. It's going to be a collaboration.
Okay. And then you also had a story yesterday that talked about some programs that might be out there to help students.
So yesterday I wrote a story about how the DOE has contracted with several tutoring firms, so private outside tutoring agencies, to offer this as an option for public school students. And so this is, there's no dollar figure attached to this. This is not spent with federal relief funds, but what the DOE has done is basically chosen, based on requests for proposals, about five tutoring firms to come in and work with mostly Title I DOE students. So Title I schools are those in which about 50% of the student body is considered economically disadvantaged. And based upon what we've seen from grades and data so far, the students who are from low-income households or who are struggling with language and English language abilities are the ones who are struggling the most academically. So the idea, I believe, behind this effort by the DOE is to pair DOE public school students with private tutors. But of course, the big catch is that schools are on the hook to pay for this out of their own budgets. And that's the big open question. Will they be able to afford to do so with diminished budgets this year due to the impacts of the pandemic?
It is interesting, though, to think that they will actually be using private tutors from these four companies.
Sure. And to emphasize that, private tutor sounds just, so removed and, outside the realm of public schools. But these are agencies, some of whom have told me that they employ people who live in Hawaii, but they happen to work for their firm. So these could be college graduates, these could be education school graduates. You know, they may have a pulse on what's happening in Hawaii. Some of them might be tutoring remotely. Some of them could be doing it in person. I think it just depends. I think the details are still being formed. I think these partnerships are yet to be forged when it comes to the school and the tutors. But what struck me as interesting was just the fact that the DOE was tapping these firms at all. It just goes to show you that they are concerned about the catching students up who are falling behind academically.
All right. Good story. But thank you so much, Suvan.
You bet. Thank you.
That was reporter Suvan Lee with today's Reality Check. To read her stories, visit civilbeat.org.